It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Broadcasting on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org and at the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. Radio Thrift Shop celebrates 78s, 33s, 45s, all kinds of tapes, and homemade musical releases from 1900 until next week. It's better than plugging a Victrola into a time machine. Let's get cruising with this edition of the Thrift Shop. Some music by Cosmic Michael.
Thank you. I've got a fever down to my bones. My temperature's rising, I feel the load. I don't want money, I don't want strife. I just want someone to enter my life, yeah. And I am but a cripple, music is my king. My songs are my freedom, my words are my name. I need you to listen, I need you to care. 'Cause I need to know that somebody's there. Are you there? So try me, I'll give you more than you ask for. Try me, I won't let you down. Try me, but please don't walk away. Thank you.
From an 8-track tape released back in 1971, that was the group Paladin with The Fake Here. Before that, another 8-track here on the Thrift Shop, a band called Couchois, which was named after the brothers, whose last name was Couchois, a song called Cripple. Before that, the very mysterious Red Sky with the track Red Sky at Night from 1977. The Faraway Folk and Coming Back to Brixen, a band that has ties to Fairport Convention and Steel Eye Span. Great band, the Faraway Folk. We started off with Cosmic Michael and the Cosmic Michael theme. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'll be back with more music right after this.
And now, another film rental discovery.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Peter Hedges is a talented writer who finds great comedy and meaning in the foibles of life. His fine films include What's Eating Gilbert Grape, About a Boy, and especially Pieces of April, which marked his directing debut. It was a rich and entertaining indie made on a ridiculously limited budget. Played by the pre-cruised Katie Holmes, April was once the family's favorite child, but she took the rebel path and strayed. Now feeling the need to reconnect before her mother's illness takes its toll, she and her boyfriend invite her dysfunctional family to her new apartment for Thanksgiving dinner. Mom and Dad are played with a perfect combination of poignancy and humor by Patricia Clarkson and Oliver Platt. There are really two stories flowing here. The family's journey to New York for the reunion dinner with their estranged daughter, and April's hilarious attempts to accomplish the Thanksgiving dream. No one has much faith in April's ability to pull it off, but she is determined, and this day may be the last opportunity for them all to forgive and forget. Pieces of April is a charmingly poignant comedy. Search for it, and you'll find its truths to be nutty, universal, and ultimately optimistic. Indie Film Minute, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
We're going to turn our attention now to the new shelf here at the Thrift Shop. I've got a release by Troy Meadows. It's titled Troy Meadows Volume 3, Love Songs for Astronomers. This is an extremely cool release with every track on it is strong and really, really listenable. It's just really good stuff. Okay, use your descriptive words, DJ Fred. Go on. This is a great release for people who enjoy psychedelic folk and homemade music. We're going to sample a few tracks. Troy Meadows, Volume 3, Love Songs for Astronomers.
Planetarium. something not right, there's something not right. I look into the sky, but I can't see light. There's something not right, there's something not right. Northern constellations have fallen from sight. There's something not right, there's something not right. Aurora Borealis has gone coast wide. Something not right, there's something not right. When I look into your eyes, it's a starry night. Something not right, there's something not right. Venus chokes on carbon dioxide. There's something not right, there's something not right. Third planet's choking on lies. Something not right, there's something not right. What once put us together now divides. Something not right, there's something not right. When I look into your eyes, I see starry skies. Something not right, there's something not right. What once put us together now divides. Something not right, there's something not right. But when I look into your eyes, I see starry skies.
Very interesting music from Troy Meadows from the album Love Songs for Astronomers. That was Starry Skies. Before that, we heard Star Stuff, and we started that set off with Planetarium. For more information, you can check out www.findingtroymeadows.com or on Bandcamp at troymeadows.bandcamp.com.
Exploring science in the sea. More than five centuries ago, powerful tsunamis roared across parts of New Zealand, Australia, and surrounding islands. Waves that reached hundreds of feet up the mountainsides. Native peoples abandoned these regions, and legends of island-killing waves were born. Some researchers say these events could have had a single cause, an asteroid or comet a third of a mile wide slamming into the Pacific Ocean. The idea was born in 2003 when researchers discovered an impact crater on the sea floor near New Zealand. They named it Mauika after a native god of fire. The crater is a dozen miles across and about 500 feet deep. The sea floor around Mauika is littered with beads of glass formed in a giant impact. They're not covered by silt, so they must have formed fairly recently. Other tests seem to confirm the age of the crater at more than 500 years, a rough match to the age of the tsunamis. In one area of Australia, beach sand from the tsunamis has been found about 400 feet above sea level. And on an island near New Zealand, the waves carried sand up to 700 feet above sea level. Even the most powerful earthquakes can't create such monster waves. Finally, native legends talk not only of the waves, but of fire from the sky, the possible mark of a comet or asteroid blazing through the atmosphere. Not all scientists agree that a collision is responsible for the tsunamis. They argue for volcanic activity. Even so, it's possible that long-ago villages were wiped out by fire from the sky. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Begging for another day, and I listen to an eagle cry, dying high in the sky, and I listen to the call of the moose, and she lays down to die. Don't you know, we gotta let him be. Don't you know, can't you see,
and I listen to the man of the law. I listen to his way, and I listen to a crack of a gun, and I'm the one that had to pay. And I listen to the Ojibwe chant and to the drumming of the Cree. And I listen to the cry of the people dying of mercury. Don't you know we gotta let them be? Don't you know? Whippoorwill, the crickets are all in tune. And I listen to a dying tree and to the whistling of a loon. And I listen to a howling wolf echo throughout the night. And I listen to a bark of a seal, and he's just a buddy sight. Don't you know, you gotta let him be? Don't you know, can't you see? Don't you know, you gotta let him be? Can't you see?
Makai vigi valauk tabun Umayu ka umnilman Nani li kia kilipan Ikaliak bibinipun Ikalu ka umnilman Nani li kia kilipan Ni kiksati ni kayong naksibong Ipuiduli tagbadulitun Kaim nangitun Makai bigi balauk tabun Umayu kaum ningman Nanili kiak ilipan Ikaliak bibinir pun Ikalu kaum ningman Nanili kiak ilipan Nikik sa ting Kayong naksibong Ipuiduli tagbadulitun Kayong nangitun
Incredible new 3LP release by Light in the Attic called Native North America, Volume 1. That was Alexis with a tune that I can't pronounce. Before that, Lloyd with James Bay, Willie Mitchell and Call of the Moose. We started that set off with Willie Thrasher and Spirit Child. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Had a friend who was a king. What kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this. Zenith's famous 9-band transoceanic, the world's most exciting radio, powered to tune in the world, you'll find every Zenith radio, from the famous transoceanic to the tiniest pocket transistor, is built in the Zenith quality tradition, including super-sensitive FM-AM radios, handsome table and clock radios, and powerful solid-state portables. Over 100 radios to choose from, priced to fit every gift budget. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on. If you're buying a radio for a king, a friend, or for yourself, why not get the best?
And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Before the Zenith commercial, we heard the title track to the McKay LP, Into You, which has just been reissued on vinyl by Lion Productions. Before that, Carm Mascarenhas with Stormy Day. So happy 2015, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll be continuing to trip up and down the dusty aisles of music from around 1900 until next week. And until next week, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.